Уважаемый господин председатель,
Distinguished Chair, at the outset, I would like to congratulate you on your nomination to this post, and I can reassure you of the full readiness of the delegation of the Russian Federation to work constructively with you and other delegations during today's meeting, the meeting of experts to amend the Protocol 2 to the CCW. I would also like to thank Ambassador Almajuela for her efforts over the last very difficult 12 months within the framework of amended Protocol 2 in order to organize work, in order to preserve the historical continuity despite the limitations that were imposed in Geneva in connection with the COVID pandemic. In her statement, Ambassador Almajuela referred on several occasions to the holding of a meeting of experts under AP2 in 2020. In this connection, I'd like to recall the particular position of the Russian Federation related to the status of this meeting of experts in 2020 under AP2. This special position has been outlined in an official document, CCW, from the 13th of April of this year, document CCW/2020/2. I'd like to now read out this position, especially since we heard references to that meeting. And the position was made available in English, so I'll read it out in English.
The Russian Federation proceeds from the fact that due to the UNOG COVID-19 restrictions, it was impossible to convene the 2020 AP2 group of experts, either in regular in-person manner or in hybrid format because of the absence of common understanding among the CCW high contracting parties on such format and the relevant consensus decision by CCW high contracting parties. The CCW high contracting parties only agreed to postpone the meetings from June to September on the presumption that they would be arranged in a standard in-person mode. Each CCW high contracting party has the right to be represented in the meeting room by a number of experts, including those from Capital, to ensure itself effective participation, in deliberations on the agenda. This mode of work is enshrined in the CCW rules of procedure and was provided by default when the CCW schedule of activities for 2020 was adopted by the 2019 CCW meeting of the high contracting parties. Any restrictions for CCW events' regular format need relevant separate consensus decisions. The Russian Federation firmly believes that the modalities of any CCW meeting, including its format, shall be decided upon by the CCW high contracting parties by consensus. As for the group of AP2 group of experts, we proceed from the same fact. The Russian Federation consistently proposed to postpone the 2020 AP2 group of experts meeting till 2021. Nevertheless, the event mentioned above were held despite the persistent objections of the Russian Federation to new modalities of the meetings proposed by the chairperson, which imposed strong restrictions upon the work of the delegations, including upon their presence in the meeting room, and were lacking consensus. Convening the meeting in a format other than agreed upon at the 2019 meeting of high contracting parties and against the position of a high contracting party is a violation of the principle of consensus, which is fundamental to the work within the CCW, including the group of governmental experts on lethal autonomous weapon systems. According to Rule 1 of the CCW Rules of Procedure, each state party to the convention may be represented at the review conference and other CCW meetings. More important is that a position of each and every delegation must be taken into account and reflected in the CCW documents with a view of its subsequent adoption by consensus as provided for in the CCW Rules of Procedure. Hereby, it is appropriate to remind that for 40 years since the adoption and entry into force of the convention, all the decisions have been agreed upon by consensus with no other precedent in this regard. In light of the above mentioned, the 2020 AP2 Group of Expert meeting have no official status. Any understanding or decision reached at the 2020 AP2 Group of Experts meeting have no procedural or legal implications whatsoever for further activities within the CCW. The Russian Federation is not bound by such decisions and understandings and reserves the right to contest them. The allocations of funds from the CCW regular budget to convene such meeting are considered unjustified. Any actions concerning financial issues are impossible without consensus approval by all the CCW high contracting parties. The Russian Federation would like to draw the attention to the fact that some CCW financial issues still remain unresolved and that the informal consultation scheduled for March 2020 on financial matters, in particular on topic of prioritization of funds essential for financing the implementation support unit staff contracts, did not take place. The position of the Russian Federation on the above mentioned issues is provided in detail in the attached verbal notes to the document CCW/2020/2 to the verbal notes of the permanent mission of the Russian Federation to the United Nations Office and other international organizations in Geneva, number 3016 of 15th September 2020, number 3078 of the 18th September 2020, number 3208 of 25th September 2020, number 3655 of 22nd October 2020, number 4552 of 25th December 2020, and number 658 of 18th February 2021. Спасибо за внимание.
Thank you for your attention.